is that commotion? Dilbert!
Yes, Governor.
What's that commotion outside? I am trying to work.
Your sufficiency, it seems to be a procession.
Procession? What kind of a procession?
Well, you remember the ship that sailed down the straits yesterday?
I do. You said it was a merchant.
Well, I was wrong. Well, that is to say, our lookout was wrong. It was a ship of war. Yes, and a party just landed in the harbour, you see, and in a splendid boat, and people gathered and started shouting, and now they're coming here, or so I understand.
What are you babbling about? Who landed at the harbour? I see nothing in my appointment book about anyone landing at the harbour.
Well, Your Sufficiency, it seems to be the King.
King? What king?
Well,
Open for the King of Narnia! Come to visit the trusty and well-beloved servant, the Governor of the Lone Island.
Oh, my.
You, guard! Open that door!
Yes, Governor. It's about time.
Thank you. Are you one of the Governor's soldiers?
A guard, yes.
Captain?
Well, I suppose, in a manner of speaking.
Mm. It's our wish that our royal visitation to our realm of the Lone Island should, if possible, be an occasion of joy and not terror to our loyal subjects. If it were not for that, I should have something to say about the state of your armor and weapons. As it is, you are pardoned.
Thank you.
Command a cask of wine to be opened that all your men may drink our health. But at noon tomorrow, I wish to see your entire regiment here in the courtyard looking like men-at-arms and not like vagabonds. See to it on pain of our extreme displeasure.
Governor?
What is the meaning of this? Lord Byrne!
The governor is in the king's chair. Remove him!
What? My desk! Unhand me! Let me go!
Your chair, sire.
Thank you.
What?
My lord, you have not given us quite the welcome we expected.
Well,
we are the King of Narnia.
But there was nothing in the correspondence, nothing in the minutes. I have not been notified of any such thing.
We are come to inquire into Your Sufficiency's conduct of your office. There are two points especially on which I require an explanation. Firstly, I find no record that the tribute due from these islands to the Crown of Narnia has been received for about 150 years.
That would be a question to raise at the council next month. If anyone moves that a commission of inquiry be set up to report on the financial history of the islands at the first meeting next year, then...
I also find it very clearly written in our laws that if the tribute is not delivered, the whole debt has to be paid by the Governor of the Lone Islands out of his private purse.
That's quite out of the question. It is an economic impossibility. Your Majesty must be joking.
Secondly, I want to know why you have permitted this abominable and unnatural traffic in slaves to grow up here, contrary to the ancient custom and usage of our dominions.
Necessary. Unavoidable. An essential part of the economic development of the islands, I assure you. Our present burst of prosperity depends upon it.
What need have you of slaves?
For export, Your Majesty. Sell them to the Calormen mostly, and we have other markets. We are a great center of trade.
In other words, you don't need them. Tell me what purpose they serve except to put money into the pockets of men such as Pug.
You see, Your Majesty's tender years hardly make it possible that you should understand the economic problem involved. I have statistics, I have graphs, I have...
Tender as my years may be, I believe I understand the slave trade from within quite as well as Your Sufficiency. And I do not see that it brings into this island food or art or knowledge or industry or anything else worth having. But whether it does or does not, it must be stopped.
Stop. But that would be putting the clock back. Have you no idea of progress, of development?
I have seen them both in an egg. In Narnia, we call that going bad. This trade must stop.
I can take no responsibility for any such measure.
Very well, then. We relieve you of your office. My Lord Byrne, come here.
Yes, sir.
Kneel.
Yes, sir.
What?
I hereby establish you as, we've had enough of governors, I think. The Duke.
Duke?
Yes, Duke of the Lone Islands. You swear to govern them in accordance with the customs, rights, usages, and laws of Narnia.
I swear.
But what about me?
Yes. As for you, my lord, I forgive you your debt for the tribute. But before noon tomorrow, you and yours must be out of the castle, which is now the Duke's residence.
Now look here, this is all very well, but suppose all you gentlemen stop play-acting and we do a little business. The question before us really is...
The question is whether you and the rest of your rabble will leave without a flogging or with one. You may choose which you prefer.
Well, without what?
Now, while you move your things out of the castle, Lord Byrne and I will visit the slave market. Where is it held?
Near the harbour.
Your Highness.
What? Oh, yes. Right. Near the harbour. Your Highness.
Gentlemen, Lot 23, fine Terabithian agricultural labourer, suitable for the mines or for the galleys. Under 25 years of age, not a bad tooth in his head, good brawny fellow. Take off his shirt, Tax, let the gentleman see. Whoa, there's muscle for you. Look at the chest on him. 10 presents from the gentleman in the corner. You must be joking, sir. 15, 18, 18 is better for Lot 23. Any advance on 18? 21, thank you, sir. 21 is better for Lot 23. 21 is better. Any advance? What is this? What is going on?
On your knees.
What?
Every one of you. To the King of Narnia.
What? Who is this?
Your Highness.
Your life is forfeit, Pug, for laying hands on our royal person yesterday.
Oh.
But your ignorance is pardoned. The slave trade was forbidden in all our dominions a quarter of an hour ago. I declare every slave in this market free.
No, sorry.
Now, where are my friends?
Friends? Oh, the dear little girl and nice young gentleman. Oh, wow. They were snapped up at once.
We're here! We're here, Cassie!
Your service, sire!
Every man who has bought a slave today must have his money back. Pug, bring out your takings to the last minim.
Does your good majesty mean to make me a beggar?
You have lived on broken hearts all your life. And if you are a beggar, it is better to be a beggar than a slave. Where is my other friend?
Oh, you mean the one that won't shut up? Oh, take him, please. Glad to have him off my hands. Priced him at 5 crescents in the end, and even so, no one would have him. Threw him in free with the other lots, and still no one would have him. Tax, bring out Sulky.
Caspian, I see, as usual, been enjoying yourself somewhere where the rest of us were prisoners. I suppose you haven't found out about the British consul. Of course not.
Gentlemen! As your king, I now declare this slave market abolished for all time.